for the, both people who may not know what GSA Expo is, this is really an opportunity for people to learn what about GSA?
Well, I think it's an opportunity for them to learn everything about what GSA has to offer. It's an excellent training opportunity. In fact, it has a new name this year. It's the Training and Expo Week. It's an opportunity to get an idea of the depth and breadth of offerings that GSA offers, not just through their contracts and acquisition programs, but also through the public building service and all parts of the agency. So this is the week of the year if you're in the GSA universe, and Expo is always the place to be if you're a GSA customer or contractor. The networking, training, education opportunities can't be beat.
And, of course, GSA, been a lot of news coming out of GSA in the last couple months with Martha Johnson basically pulling her team together.
Pulling her team together, and they're all down here, Chris, and I think probably one of the best signs of the whole week was that Martha and her senior management team spent a significant amount of time on the showroom floor today. Today was the first day that the booths were open. There's some 730 different contractors taking up tens of thousands of square footage of the Orlando Convention Center. And significantly, she took the time to visit small, medium, and large businesses from all walks of GSA life, whether it was an IT contractor, furniture company, or even a new schedule entry like the U.S. Postal Service. She really went around and tried to make it a personal experience for as many people as she could.
The Postal Service has a schedule contract.
Brand new, multiple award schedule contract holder. They're trying to gin up and do a federal marketing campaign, and they've decided to make the schedules program the centerpiece of that effort.
Really? So, why?
Well, I had them on my show, Chris. They're coming up in about a week or so on Off the Shelf, 10:30 a.m. Tuesdays.
I was going to plug it before we got through.
That's all right. And they've talked a lot about it. I had Susan Plonkey, the vice president, on, and basically they felt that was a way for them to make a definite statement about how important it was for them to partner with their fellow federal agencies and why they didn't take federal business for granted.
Really? Interesting. So last year, the tally was a little bit more than 9,000 people there. What's your sense this year?
Well, we have at least that many here. I think that over the 3 or 4 days of Expo, there'll be well over 10,000 people this year in Orlando. I know that just a couple of weeks before the Expo kicked off, the GSA management team had to come down and reserve more hotel room space. That's always a positive sign.
Yeah.
And through yesterday, they had almost 12,000 hours of classroom training just for the first day, whereas last year for the entire Expo, they did 15,000 hours of classroom training. So you can see that they're well on pace to exceed last year's total.
And the kinds of things that go on is training about what the schedules are and how to use Alliant and those kinds of things?
A lot of those things are, of course, a lot of GSA schedule-related classes, but there are also classes on things like e-tools. There's classes on how to use the government purchase card program, on the Alliant contract, as you mentioned. There are also different types of classes for different practitioners in the government. For example, there was a new class this year taught on change management that was taught yesterday and will be offered again tomorrow, talking about how government acquisition professionals can integrate change management into part of their job.
Wow. And number of vendors? Are you we've seen some conferences have tough time getting vendors to expo floors.
Well, this year there are over 730 different discrete booth holders, but I would estimate that there are probably over 1,000 contractors here because not all of the ones that are here have booths. So that's very indicative of how important this week is, not just from a business development standpoint, although I can tell you I could not get close to a lot of booths this morning when I walked through the floor, but it's also very important from a networking and meet-and-greet standpoint for a lot of these companies.
And we were talking before we went on the air, green, a big issue.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, one of Martha Johnson's senior team people had as his principal mission today, counting out all of the companies that had some sort of green offering or offered themselves up as a green contractor. clearly a serious initiative of GSA's, and there are multiple training classes on the training track that talk about various aspects of green contracting and how to use GSA's contracts to obtain a green solution. So I suspect that is one of the real things that Martha wants to drive home. And in fact, the point where Chris, she has told her senior management team that if they're going anywhere, they have to go there by shuttle bus. They can't rent a car or take a cab. So it transcends to even that standpoint.
An electric plug-in scooter or something like that.
Well, there are several of those around on the showroom floor as well, and I expect that'll be a staple.
And you get to actually introduce Martha Johnson at the big dinner tonight, right?
That's right. Every year we are have a partnership dinner here at the Expo with the Coalition. Started it the first year there was a GSA Expo, and we're expecting upwards of 300 people tonight. A lot of interest in hearing what the new administrator has to say. Look forward to it. It'll be her first major address to the Coalition, and we're expecting that it'll really set a new path for how she wants to work with industry over the next coming years.
Larry Allen is president of the Coalition for Government Procurement. He is also host, as the aforementioned, Off the Shelf. It's right here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Airs Tuesday mornings at 10:30 AM, and you can also find it online, federalnewsradio.com. We have a link to the GSA Expo, even the GSA Expo Twitter feed. You can find all of that and this conversation. It's online, federalnewsradio.com/dailydebrief. Good luck tonight, Larry.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, sir.